I take responsibility for my own life. Yes, I do. I take responsibility for my own life. This is the thought for today with Dr. Herbert L. Byerly here at the University of Healing in Campo, California, the paradise of the world. I take responsibility for my own life. Now, most of you have been going around letting other people have responsibility for your life. And most of us, I must include myself, unfortunately, in that too. Because people come up and they say, you look good. And you say, thank you. And we're happy about it. They say, you look bad. Oh, what's the matter with me? And they make you sad. We must take responsibility for our own life. It doesn't matter what the world thinks about us or what we think about ourselves. It's only what we act about ourselves. Yeah, we got to think about ourselves too. That's true. But what do you think about yourself? Do you think that you're a wonderful person? Oh, yes, you say, ha, ha, ha. Do you think you're a happy person, a healthy person? Do you think that you are the exact ideal beingness of yourself? I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Do you think you're living in your ideal spirit, mind, and body? And don't lie to me. You don't. Because if you did, you wouldn't be listening to a lecture like this. Now, I take responsibility for my own life. Every single moment, I take responsibility for every thought I think. I take responsibility for every vision that I see. And I don't talk to the dogs while I'm giving a lecture here. Now, when you take responsibility, sit. Sit down. Good boy. Thank you, Rex. Rex is trying to have a conversation here, and he knows that when I'm giving a lecture, he's not supposed to have a conversation. He's just supposed to sit quietly and listen and watch. Now, we are all paying attention here very carefully. We're all doing whatever is important for us to do. What controls our world? What touches us? And what who's got responsibility for our life? Well, now, until we're 18, our parents have the responsibility to guide us into what they think is a normal lifestyle. Now, I think that it would be wonderful, just wonderful. Now, don't shoot me. I think it would be just wonderful if every parent could be trained by their child. Could be trained by their child in this innocence, in this native purity, this guilelessness that they have of just doing things naturally and doing things wonderfully and believing themselves. And what does a child believe? I'll live forever. I can do anything. A child who's 18, my goodness, they go into the service and they don't believe they can be killed. They are sometimes because they have thoughts in their mind. Now, take care of yourself and be safe, be safe, be safe. And, you know, safe from what? Safe from what? I surround myself with my pure white light of love. I am the pure white light of love. I am all that is good, all that is beautiful, all that is wonderful. If you are taking responsibility for your own life, you're not letting one thought enter your mind which would limit you in any way. You're not letting one idea enter your consciousness which limits you in any way. You're not letting one idea in your life which limits you in any way. Now, Ingeborg, Rex is getting your attention. Just say down, Rex.
Down.
And gently to him, tell him, down. Rex,
down,
down, down, Rex,
down.
And still to help her there. Now, you see, we cannot let anything disturb us while we're doing what we must do. And so we must be masters at all times. And Ingeborg, you wonder why Rex comes over and makes love to you and does things, because you love him. And you let him do whatever he wants to do, and you make him feel happy. And you just ignore him. Ignore him. Ingeborg, whenever anything comes into your life that is not valid or good for you, ignore it. If someone says, Ingeborg, I want you to fly to the moon with me. And you say, not today. Thank you. Bye. You know, and ignore it. You don't have to do things that you don't want to do. You don't have to think thoughts that you don't want to think. But we do. We do. We constantly let ourselves have these thoughts go through our mind, and we let our thoughts, these thoughts control our thinking. Now, Ellen says, I've got to do this, and I've got to do that. I've got to leave at 8:30 today, and I've got to go here, and I've got... She doesn't got to do nothing. She doesn't got to do nothing. She chooses to do things because she's the master of her own life, because she is taking responsibility for her own life. She says, I am leaving at 8:30. Boom! Does that make sense?
Yes.
I don't got to go. I don't got to be here. I don't got to be there. Because that means something outside of yourself is demanding your attention and demanding what you do.
Stay.
You make your choice.
Down.
I do what I choose to do. Now,
stay.
What do you choose to do? How do you choose to live your life? How do you choose to be in your world? We say, well, Herb, you're giving this talk, and I take responsibility for my own life, and your dogs are being so obstreperous, they're getting attention. That's right. They're the perfect illustration. The perfect illustration for taking responsibility for our own life. And when you ignore something, like when I ignore Rex, he just lays there peacefully. If I look at him and I pay attention to him when he comes up to my desk with his toys, then he says, come on, play with me, come on, play with him. And I just go to my work and pay no attention, and he'll sit quietly and play with the toy by himself. But if I let him demand my responsibility, then that's what he gets. And if I let him require my attention when I'm trying to do something else, and I say, oh, darn, I'm trying to get some work done here. Let me alone. I don't talk to him. I don't even know he's there. I just go about my work. And when I go about my work, he just goes away. You see, the responsibility we have is for our own attention and what we do with our mind, with our thinking, with our thought, if we allow anything to distract us from who we are. Now, little children allow themselves to be distracted from the idea that they are perfect, that they're geniuses, that they're wonderful. Little children allow themselves to be told by their parents that they're not good, that they're not behaving, that they're not paying attention. If the parents would just say, do this and do that, and do whatever you're doing, then it would be done. Now, please go and get it now. Yes. Yes. Rex, come. And so Rex has just picked up the ticket for picking up the tires at the tire depot. And we just sit there casually, not paying any attention to it. And that's a good thing. But the thing is, the bedroom doors should be closed so he doesn't go in there and get things that he shouldn't be getting. Now, we are masters of ourselves. We take responsibility for ourselves. Now, why haven't we done that? Ellen, what is one of the responsibilities that we have in setting up our talks each morning?
That the dogs are away.
That the dogs are away. Now, how long has it been since the dogs have been away? Long time. We haven't paid attention to that, have we? And so we haven't been in charge. We haven't taken responsibility for our own life. We must take responsibility for our own life. And if we don't take responsibility for our own life, then we'll have these distractions like that. And these distractions will keep us from gaining the opportunity to hear the ideas that can be very beneficial to us. Now, who are we? We are the master of our world. And we want to be responsible as the master of our world and take charge. Now, this lecture has been sort of a fiasco from the point of view that we have not taken responsibility for our life. And because we have not taken responsibility for our own life, we've had all these little disturbances going on here. And I think that's just beautiful. I think that's just wonderful. It's a perfect illustration of how when we don't take responsibility for our life, the things happen like this. When we do take responsibility for our life, then everything is in divine order and everything works out perfectly. So I say to you, I take responsibility for my own life, and that is it. There was a time when I gave lectures up here, and some of you had dour faces, and some of you, the dogs would be bothering, and there'd be a mess, and there'd be all sorts of nonsense going on. So I stopped giving lectures up here. I gave lectures at the Hermitage on my computer, on my tape player, all by myself. And I gave good, nice lectures. They were undisturbed lectures. Everything was harmonious and peaceful. And then you promised that you were going to behave and you're going to put the dogs away and you were going to take care of this and take care of that. And so I came up here to do it again. Now, you see, I take responsibility for my own life. And if my responsibility means that I have to go down there and give the lectures and then come up here and let you share them where you cannot disturb them, because they're already done, then I will do that. Now, are you taking responsibility for your life?
Yes.
Well, then do so. And when you do it, remember, you're the loser if you don't, and you're the winner if you do. So, be a little child that never grows up. Peter Pan this year is 100 years old as a story. Wonderful book. And it served a great purpose, and it still serves a great purpose. There have been 20 different actors and actresses who have played Peter Pan over the years in the movies and on the stage, and probably even more than that in high school dramas and in local theaters where the actors would play the game. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. But Peter Pan didn't want to grow up. He wanted to stay young. But then he missed a very important thing. One day, his shadow got caught in a drawer and got hidden from him, and he couldn't find his shadow. And he missed his shadow because his shadow was a very special part of him. And he said to Tinkerbell, "Where is my shadow? Where is my shadow?" And Tinkerbell knew where it was, but she wouldn't tell him because she was a pixie and she was always full of nonsense. And so finally, she saw how sad Peter Pan was, and she opened the drawer and let the shadow leap out. And so Peter Pan jumped back into the shadow, foot first, and the shadow was his forevermore. Yes, we have our shadow, and our shadow is our original purity and integrity. Let's let that be that way. It's not a bad thing, a shadow. A shadow is that which is inside of us, that which is our reality, that which is our goodness. Let that shadow be in you now and take responsibility for it. And don't let it get lost. Because when it's lost, then there's nothing more to live for on this planet Earth. Because you have given up the greatest gift that you can have to remember who you are and be that divine being that you are. Have a lovely day, and know that I care about you far more than you care about yourself. I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.